SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, para medis mengingatkan orang-orang untuk tidak mengambil gurita cincin biru yang mematikan setelah seorang wanita dari Sydney harus diselamatkan dari sengatan binatang itu baru-baru ini. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Peggy Giacomolos untuk SBS News. Racunnya bekerja dengan cepat dan sangat kuat, sehingga dengan cepat dapat menyebabkan kematian. Itulah kenyataan bagi mereka yang kurang beruntung disengat gurita cincin biru. Awalnya gigitan itu tidak menimbulkan rasa sakit, namun racunnya itu bekerja dengan sangat cepat, sehingga dapat menyebabkan kelumpuhan. Dr. Amanda Reid adalah ahli taksonomi dan mantan karyawan Museum Australia di Sydney. Ia mengatakan sementara banyak gurita mengeluarkan racun, racun gurita cincin biru adalah yang paling berbahaya.
They're not different to any other octopuses. Where they do differ is that they've got a very powerful poison called a tetrodotoxin poison, which means that they've got a very fatal bite. They can inject poison into their prey. This actually is not unique to blue-ringed octopuses. There are some other species that have are poisonous as well, but it's not known whether those other species are harmful to humans.
Gurita cincin biru dikenal dengan tanda biru warna-warni yang menghiasi tubuh mereka, dan mereka biasanya meninggalkan manusia sendirian kecuali jika mereka diprovokasi dengan cara tertentu. Inspektur Ambulans New South Wales, Christian Holmes, menginformasikan bahwa seorang wanita telah digigit oleh gurita itu di pantai Chinamans di Mosman. Ia mengatakan wanita itu mengambil cangkang berisikan gurita, yang kemudian jatuh dan menggigit perutnya. Wanita itu berhasil memasukkan gurita itu ke dalam toples sehingga memudahkan para medis untuk mengidentifikasi binatang apa itu. Holmes mengatakan tidak ada anti racun untuk gigitan gurita langka ini, dan jika pengobatan tidak segera diberikan, gigitan itu bisa berakhir dengan fatal.
It's very rare to see a blue-ring octopus bite. This is actually the first time I've seen one, and same with my colleagues. None of us had seen it before, so we were madly checking to make sure we covered every base on it. We actually spoke to the poisons helpline, which we recommend everyone speak to when you have bites you can't identify, and it is manned 24 hours a day, and they can give you advice for first aid for bites and stings of any animals.
Inspektur Holmes mengatakan gigitan ini diperlakukan dengan cara yang mirip dengan gigitan ular berbisa. Jika gigitan itu ada di tangan atau kaki, para medis merekomendasikan melakukan perban kompresi. Cara itu melibatkan membungkus seluruh anggota tubuh dengan perban yang sangat kuat sampai pasien bisa mendapatkan perawatan medis lebih lanjut.
It is quite a fast acting venom when they do bite you. We were on scene within about 15 minutes of the bite, and we were starting to see the beginnings of the symptoms, the tingling and numbness in the mouth. It will progress to shortness of breath and eventually paralysis. And unfortunately, when it goes that way, there's not much we can do. We just have to treat the symptoms as we see them, undertake CPR and breathing assistance for the patients.
Gurita cincin biru dapat ditemui di daerah pantai tropis dan subtropis. Binatang ini berasal dari Australia, namun juga banyak ditemukan di seluruh Indo-Pasifik bagian barat. Dr. Reid mengatakan mereka sangat umum, namun juga sangat tertutup.
They hide in rock crevices and in empty shells and other places that they can find to secrete themselves away. They feed on fish and crustaceans. And they're quite secretive. Sometimes divers might put a, you know, pick up a shell, stick it down their wetsuit, and it might just happen to have a blue-ringed octopus inside it, and people can get bitten that way. Also, because they flash blue rings when they're alarmed, there is a possibility that people might think, oh wow, and pick one up.
Inspector Holmes mengatakan, jika korban mendapatkan bantuan cukup cepat, mereka dapat pulih kembali dengan baik.
The bite itself is quite often painless. So you don't really realise you've been bitten until you see the little guy on you. And they are little. Most of them are only about the size of a 50-cent piece. And they do look very cute, and kids especially do like to pick them up. And that's when they start to get angry and they'll start showing their blue rings. And that's when you've got to be really careful with them. So the advice is never pick up an octopus, especially little ones that look cute.
Anda dapat menghubungi saluran informasi racun 24 jam sehari pada nomor 13-1126. Atau jika terjadi keadaan darurat, Anda dapat menghubungi ambulans pada nomor 000. Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman tentang sengatan dari gurita cincin biru atau blue ring octopus yang sangat beracun dan dapat mematikan jika para korban tidak mendapatkan pertolongan dengan segera. Laporan itu disusun oleh Peggy Giacomolos untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.